Sales planning or business planning. You know, the old adage, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, is absolutely true. So in this section, take your time. Make sure you're as accurate as you can possibly be. We're going to be looking at three fundamental areas. Number one is putting together a budget for your entire company. Now, the end budget is going to take a look at historical sales, find out where the peaks and the valleys are, and then it's going to project a 12-month budget based on historical facts. Next, you're going to be taking a look at all of your operating costs, all of your costs of goods, so you can project gross margins and net profitability by month, and literally go through department by department to establish a budget for each area of your company, including operating expense and operating expense control. The next step is to take a look at production. In other words, what is labor and assets are necessary to produce or fulfill the sales. So you'll be doing a production plan for installation, for service, your customer service representatives, your selling force to make sure you have enough people to cover all of the leads. And you'll do some strategic planning month by month by month by month, to ensure that you're able to produce at the level to achieve your sales and revenue goals. And then finally, the third step is what's called a workback plan. So you take a look at the sales, determine how many replacement leads, how many service and maintenance calls you're going to need month after month after month, to ensure that, or increase the likelihood that, you're going to be able to keep your team and your people in front of enough customers in each area of the business to accomplish your goals. So, next step, download the sales plan or take a look at the blog. Get a good understanding of what that's about. Download the lead generation plan and download marketing and advertising download to get a good grasp on what we're talking about. And then let's go back and look at your tools. The first tool you want to go to after reading all three of these sections is going to be your budgeting tool. Fill that out completely. If you have any questions, just give Coaching Corner a call. We'll be happy to help you out. Next, involve your production team, your lead installer or your production manager, your service manager or lead technicians, your customer service reps in the process of planning. It's not about the plan when it comes to your employees. It's all about the process of planning. So it's critically important that you involve leadership of your company in the planning process, so they not only understand what they're expected to do, they also understand why and how. That takes it to an entirely different level at that point. Once your production plan is in place, then you want to go to your workback plan so that you can craft marketing and advertising both internally and externally to make sure that you're in a position to produce enough opportunities to make things happen. So take your time, download the programs. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot the Coaching Corner an email or a phone call. We're happy to help you out. Until next time, take care.